I decided to get away for a week or so during the first week of December in 2005, so I headed down to Galveston. I checked in at my usual hotel, got my laptop set up, and then went out to have a bite of dinner. After returning to the hotel, I got all settled in, and since darkness had fallen, I've decided on a nice quiet evening in my suite. After some internet surfing and some reading from my new literary acquisition, Belushi, a biography, I felt a bit tired from my drive and decided to go to bed early. Clothes and shoes were doffed, covers were pulled back, and my head was on the pillow. After about 30 minutes, I had finally gotten comfortable. Then I felt a drop in the air temperature. I smiled and closed my eyes. Then I heard it. From the opposite side of the room, there came a low moan. My eyes snapped open, and I sat bolt upright in my bed. The lights were on in an instant. The air still had a slight chill to it. I got dressed and went down to the lobby and asked the lady at the front desk if I could move to another room. She asked me if there was anything wrong with me. I told her. She gave me the most flabbergasted look you ever saw. As I was finishing telling her of my situation, another young woman came out of the back office and heard the tail end of my story. She asked, "What's the matter?" The desk clerk said, "The crying ghost is in his room." The hair on the back of my neck stood straight up, and it was my turn to be flabbergasted. No one had told me that the hotel was haunted, and it wasn't just the room I was in. It was the entire fifth floor.